Good morning, Fit Family. It's Johnny here. On today's episode of Road to Ripped, we will be discussing the methods of how to achieve a clean bulk. We have a ton of exciting information and workout routines to share with you guys and a surprise guest, so stay tuned. You will not want to miss it. All right, so let's get started. Now, for those of you who don't know what a clean bulk is, I will briefly explain. A clean bulk is when you put on mass and size, but at the same time keeping your body fat percentage to a minimum. If you are skinny and looking to increase strength and size, then this is the episode for you. One of the most common mistakes bodybuilders make when trying to increase strength is their nutrition. Most people will walk into the gym without a plan and just load up the weight on the complementary exercises and expect to improve. Although the gym is very important, nutrition is just as or more instrumental when trying to put on weight. I'm going to be giving you guys 5 diet tips for skinny people to help you bulk up and gain muscle as fast as you can. Let's get into it. All right, so in today's talk, we will be focusing exclusively on nutrition, diet, and workout routines to gain mass. If you are looking for information on how to start a cut, that will be in next week's podcast. That being said, number one is the weigh in once rule. What I mean by that is you should be weighing yourself once a week and only once. By doing this, you can track your progress and see if you are putting in enough work on a daily basis. Weighing yourself is the only real way to tell if your bulk is working or not. And remember, your goal should be to gain around 0.5 pound per week, which is 2 pounds per month. This is because that's roughly our body's limit for building muscle naturally. So that being said, if you are gaining weight at a faster rate than that, you're most likely gaining fat or increasing your body's fat percentage. And vice versa, if you aren't hitting that 0.5 pound goal each week, you are not eating enough food and not gaining weight. One more thing to keep in mind when weighing yourself is it should be done the first thing you do in the morning and the last thing before bed, because this is when you are closest to your true weight. All right, so my next tip is the 1 to 2 hour rule. This pretty much means you want to be sure to eat a meal or consume any form of carbs or protein within the 2 hours before or after your workout. Now, you need to understand there has been a lot of different studies on post and pre-workout nutrition, and some claim that before your workout, it is the most important time to consume your protein to maximize muscle growth, while others found that eating your carbs and protein right after your workout is more important. We could debate on which one works the best all day. So this is why we are just going to do them both, meaning you will be absolutely certain you are doing everything in your power to get that mass muscle growth. I would not recommend eating immediately before your workout because that can lead to cramps and further issues, but you do want to make sure you are eating and giving your body some sort of nutrition to put into your muscle fibers during your workouts. So moving on to tip number 3, we will be talking about your supplement intake. Now, a lot of bodybuilders think the more money you spend on supplements, the more muscle you will gain. Now, my point of view on that is that they're just stupid. Not all supplements work. Some of them are just bull and don't really work. And they don't do more than a piece of broccoli. But the ones I would like to focus on will actually help with your bulk. So we're going to start with creatine. Now, you only need to consume around 5 grams of creatine a day to see the results. Creatine is proven to increase strength and, more importantly, muscle mass. Now, when you buy creatine, just get the basic creatine monohydrate. It is going to be the best bang for your buck, so you don't waste your money on all that fancy designer creatine. Another thing with creatine is it's easy to take. All you need to do is just dry scoop it with water. And for a lot of pre-workouts and protein, the creatine is actually included in them, so that'll be easy for you guys to get it in. Now, the next supplement has gone under some controversy. Pre-workout is a great supplement to use during a bulk. Although proven to not provide nutrition that will increase mass, this will help you perform the last few reps in the gym, get hyped up for your workouts, and if it contains beta-alanine, it will actually help with your recovery. So this is a strong recommend in my point of view. Now, last but not least, whey protein. This is by far the most important supplement to take during a bulk. Now, the recommended dosage is around 30 grams of powder per day, but if you're hitting the gym, staying active, and doing that almost every day, and making your muscle fibers hungry, I would recommend taking double that dosage, which is 60 grams. So my last tip regarding nutrition is something that is going to be specific to all you listeners out there, and that is my calorie calculator. So for a bulk, you need to be paying attention to how much calories you're consuming per day. But what is the point of counting calories without a daily goal? So that is why I created the calorie calculator. All you need to do is go on my website, enter your age, sex, weekly level of activity, height, weight, and it will calculate the exact amount of calories you will need to consume on a daily basis to ensure muscle growth and full body mass gain. Now guys, before I used this, I was just eating and had no true goal, and I'm telling you, this calculator works, so definitely give it a try. Now time for the fun stuff. We have talked about diet, now let's get talking about the gym. Now, if you are trying to bulk up, it is going to be extremely easier if you change your workout routine in order to fit this new bulking lifestyle. There are various workout methods and routines I would like to cover, so let's just get right into it. Starting off with the most important tip so far, and that is going to be a progressive overload. Now I'm going to break this down into very simple terms for all you guys. All this means is when you walk into the gym and are performing a certain exercise, you're going to want to increase either your weight, sets, or reps. So for example, let's say you walked into the gym and benched 205 pounds for 3 sets of 5 reps. Now the next time you perform that exercise, you can either increase the weight, so 210 pounds for 3 sets of 5 reps. You can increase the reps, so 205 pounds for 3 sets of 7 reps. Or you can also increase the amount of sets, 205 pounds for 4 sets of 5 reps. Now, moving on to a weekly plan for your workout routine. When you are bulking, the main thing you need to do is surprise and confuse your body during your workouts. Instead of doing a split method, when you hit chest on Monday, back on Tuesday, legs on Wednesday, and so on, you want to be doing full body workouts every day. By doing this, you can ensure that you are hitting each muscle group at least 4 times a week. And if you are doing a full body workout every day, you can switch up your complementary workouts and your styles of working a certain muscle in order to confuse your body even more. I hope that makes sense, but an example of this would be, I don't know, let's say legs. So Monday, I would squat low sets, high weight, do a bit of quads, still keeping heavy weight. But then on Tuesday, when I get to legs again, I want to be hitting hamstrings and calves with a light quad workout. Then throughout the week, throw in some kinetic workouts like lunges, pelvic thrusts, and I can guarantee you will see growth in 2 weeks. Imagine you are going to be doing that with every muscle in your body. It will be one of the harder workout plans you will ever perform, but I promise you guys, this is 100% worth it. Now, if you guys use these methods consistently every time you go to the gym, plus that slow weight gain we talked about in your diet, you're going to be seeing some amazing results. Now, it looks like our surprise guest has arrived, and oh man, am I excited for you guys. It is the one, the only 4-time Mr. Olympia and the father of bodybuilding, Arnold Schwarzenegger. So Arnold is here to give you guys a bit of motivation to getting this bulk going. So thank you for coming onto our podcast today, Arnold. It is great to have you.
Wow, I am excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So Arnold, what message do you have for all our listeners out there?
See, as a bodybuilder, the most important thing is eating. See, eating is 80, 85, 95% of bodybuilding. You see, anyone can go into the gym and train for, say, hours. But what happens in the 21 hours? Are you eating every 6 hours? See, what I'm saying, are you drinking enough water? Are you drinking 1.5 gallons of water a day? Some people lose focus in that 21 hours. So eating is very important. Because at the same time, when you're going to the gym, you're going to be tearing that muscle up. You need to feed it with some protein. This is not for everybody. If you want to rise to the top, if you want to become elite, you need to listen to what I am saying and put in the work. 24 hours a day, in the gym, and more importantly, in the kitchen. Way back when I started training, I visualized what my body should look like to be the best in the world. Whatever I wanted, I knew I wanted it for a reason, because when I started, I could see the finished product. There was never one negative impulse in my last 18 years. Can you imagine if I had doubt? Maybe I will never become Mr. Olympia. Maybe I will never be the greatest. You cannot win without losing. You need to have faith in your vision. So get up now, clear your conscience, and get to work. Well, if you don't have chills from that, you're crazy. Thank you, Arnold, for your amazing inspiration.
So that wraps up the podcast for today. Quick shout out to our sponsor, Red X Lab Pre-Workout. And I hope you guys enjoyed the tips and motivation from Mr. Olympia. Get to work, get eating, get big, and I will see you guys next week. Happy training.